music evolution change. Sometimes the common make it sound strange. Add a little this, take out a little that. Then you'll come up with that jazz core rap where it's at. Bring it back because it is an ill format. Music evolution change. Sometimes the common make it sound strange. Add a little this, take out a little that. Then you'll come up with that jazz core rap where it's at. Bring it back because it is an ill format. Once upon a time not long ago, when all the cats went to hear Satchmo blow, grooving at a tempo fast or slow, jazz was at a new plateau, ready to grow. Also developing ways to make dough, although we always heard no one at a show. The clan couldn't keep the man from making mo. Better blues, kinda confused is the news. These grooves was better than your blue suede shoes. Some G's are fake and some will make moves. I prove jazz going up another level, real without making a deal with the devil. And so I'm about to let the world know that bebop and scatting was an old school flow. Calloway was a dope MC, you didn't know. Now that the years gone by, some will try to make that hip hop and jazz thing die. When it was scat before it was rap, yo, it was fly. Now it bring tears to the eye. Oh my, I didn't hear that back in the days. I wonder why. Music evolution change. Sometimes the common make it sound strange. Add a little this, take out a little that. Then you'll come up with that jazz.
Hello. Hello, good people. This is Kirby Obsidian, and I'm back with another set of jazz gumbo for you. And we're going to start off with something by Marcus Hill. And this is one of those pieces that has a nice combination of jazz and hip-hop. And this is titled King Legend. Thanks for being here, folks.
Brand names of the brand my own. Telling my whole life with poetic stones. Killing myself softly with a microphone. In the land of drones, you can watch the throne. Every chair I sit on, I create a throne. I'm a king, not Martin. I'm a titan, not a Spartan. Talking Zulu with a business suit. Feeling like Sun Tzu. I mean, since I'm artist. If you ain't war ready, you don't want no part of this. Tungsten with diamond cut, two harnesses. Tungsten leather, I reek up expensive shit. Wait. Had to remind myself, nobody built like me. I designed myself. Wait. Dreadlocks. Beginning thicker every time I hear I grow the king crown. Get bigger. Cause I'm a king, I'm a king. King Legend. I'm a king, I'm a king. King Legend. I'm a king, I'm a king. King Legend. Wait, I'm a king, I'm a king. King Legend. Please excuse my arrogance, but I don't give a damn fuck hell shit. You don't get nothing like you celibate. I'm so expensive with a sport, I was Arabic. Want it, gotta go and get it, see I took it. I'm so American, I seen the bandages, I seen the damages. So many torches nicknamed when unanimous. They green cannabis, the boy get it, boy get it. Fuck who Santa is, a lot of bread, cheese, lettuce. Anywhere the sandwich is, that swag, shh, right? Wait, it's a drop, it's a hard top. Drunk as hell off my thoughts, watch me wall hop. I'm the captain of my ship, I'm my own master. Pay myself 10% on my own pastor. Black fist, time to slip, yelling black power. Melanin soldiers, they give me Black Panther. First chapter, live happily after. Second chapter, said reread the first chapter. Kind of feel to the poppy seeds. Freedom paper to the White House. Group of white girls and they love brothers. So they about to drink to the blackout. I'm a king. King Legend. I'm a king, I'm a king. King Legend. I'm a king, I'm a king. King Legend. Wait, I'm a king, I'm a king. King Legend.
The Thank you.
Yeah, that was Sonny Rollins with his most famous tune, St. Thomas. Before that, we had Julian Priester, and that cut was titled 1239A. Sounds like an apartment or something. And then we started off with King Legend from Marcus Hill. And you know what I want to do? I want to send out an acknowledgement to a fellow podcaster, another of the podcasters from Podomatic. His name is Keith Costin, and he does a great podcast called Jazz Renaissance. He's from Detroit, and I just love what he plays, and I owe it to him that I'm now familiar with Marcus Hill, who opened that set up with the piece called King Legend. I've gotten hip to quite a few just great pieces and artists from Brother Costin there. So keep on doing what you're doing. And for those of you who like this show, I imagine you would like his as well. His stuff is mostly more contemporary than what I play. Anyway, let me sell myself a little bit. Kirby Obsidian. And the show is Jazz Gumbo, of course. And you can find out more about this show by going to jazzgumbo.podomatic.com or to jazzgumbo.blogspot.ca. I am going to play a piece by an old friend, Jerry Bryant, a solo piano great version of Take Five. And then after that, it's going to be some D.G. Bridgewater with another classic tune, Angel Eyes. Thank you.
Still, it's uncomfortably clear. My old heart gained no ground because my angel lies ain't here.
While I dream.
wonderful Dee Dee Bridgewater with that great tune, Angel Eyes. And a great interpretation of Take Five from Jerry Bryant, solo piano, from an album called Interpretations. He does a lot of interesting takes on lots of tunes. Jerry Bryant. Okay, going to switch to some fusion now. Going to start off with something pretty classic. This is like some old Weather Report, one of the early Weather Report albums. And this is the Joe Zawinul tune called 125th Street Congress. Yeah. That was the Contemporary Noise Sextet, and that was called Morning Ballet. So we had a nice sequence of some classic fusion to some fusion from maybe a bit beyond that. That was the Mahavishnu Orchestra with Leela's Dance. That was maybe the second or third incarnation of the Mahavishnu Orchestra. And then we started off, of course, with the Weather Report from the Sweet Nighter album. And that last, again, Contemporary Noise Sextet, that's a Polish group. So, folks, this is Kirby Obsidian. We're running a bit short on time, so I may augment the set a little bit after the fact for you folks getting it through Podomatic. But anyway, I'm going to close out with a piece by Jay Hogard called Guadica. This is a great vibraphonist, another friend, although I haven't seen Jay in many, many a year, but he's still out there going strong. So this is a great piece from him. And if we have time, I'm going to fit in the Esbjørn Svendsen trio. So, folks, I'll leave you with the music. Thanks so much, as always, for being here.